Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Hey. 2, 2, 1, 2. Check. Hey. It's Vince and the motherfucking Bay. Back with yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Tonight it's Thursday. It's cybercrime sexy time. Typically, I like to cover cybercrime stories on this show, but pretty much every show lately I've been doing, I have been covering cybercrime and whatnot, cyber activism, and having plenty of cyber sex in my green room. So we're not going to necessarily focus on that tonight. Tonight, it's time to address different skirmishes that are popping up all over the internet. As you know, I have been in an ongoing conflict with the ninjas. I believe that They want to challenge me on the air Saturday. Apparently, they have decided they're going to schedule my show for me and do a Saturday show. Obviously, they are kind of on the run right now. We pretty much, myself and my coalition forces on the internet, took them by surprise and pretty much destroyed their entire arsenal of bacon. We also found just earlier today a storage facility with tons of Twizzlers, and we confiscated all the Twizzlers. So we're going to make it as hard as possible for these ninjas to do anything. You know, if you go on the internet, if you go on Twitter and you look at their tweets, they act like there's nothing happening, that it's no big deal. But trust me, if it was no big deal, they wouldn't be talking about it now, would they? It would just be like, that didn't happen, whatever. So it's obvious that I have the ninjas right where I want them. This is a desperation attempt on their part. They have not returned to my broadcast since I had them on first, and we had a disaster of a program with them when they came on, and we have been mortal. We've been enemies ever since. And things have escalated in the past few weeks, and I think they're feeling desperate, and so they've decided that they want to come back on the show. I invite them. I'd love to have them on. Now let me get this straight. I don't want to exterminate the ninjas. All right. I just think that they have, the oppression and intimidation that they have instituted on social networks, especially Twitter, I find unacceptable. And I think we need to. Now, I'm not looking for regime change. I'm not looking for the ninjas to change their government. That's and however their matters work. I just don't want them to proliferate more bacon and Twizzlers. Especially bacon. Twizzlers, we went after their Twizzlers just because, who doesn't like Twizzlers? Twizzlers are great. But we realized that Twizzlers are very important for them to sustain themselves. And we're doing our best to neutralize their, all their resources. So that's what's going on. And I have formed a coalition. I just recently added to the coalition, believe it or not, the bronies. The bronies are going to be, have signed on to the coalition, the treaty of the coalition of the willing. We're trying to recruit more members, more online groups to help us quash the ninjas. And I'm excited to have a few bronies with me tonight. We're going to discuss that. Also, speaking of bronies, one of the bronies' former targets, Ghost, who goes by Ghost Politics on Twitter and is a former Blog Talk Radio host here. Actually, Ghost is kind of, as far as BTR broadcasting goes, Ghost has definitely been an influence on me. That being said, Ghost is a bitter curmudgeon who, in a really creepy way, sort of battles kids on the internet. I mean, he's got kids of his own, and he's trying to dox like members of GNAA and stuff. It's just like, come on, dude. How old are you? Like, these guys are supposed to troll you. You're not supposed to troll them. So he's doing it wrong. I don't know what his problem is. He's been fairly quiet since he went off the air 2 years ago. But apparently he stumbled upon some info on a couple members of GNAA, and he's trying to start some trouble. So I'd love it if I could get some GNAA folks on the horn too to discuss that. There's plenty to talk about. We can chop it up about everything, of course. There's no limit to what we can discuss here, folks. This was another impromptu show. I wasn't planning on doing a show tonight, but my night kind of opened up, and I decided, what the fuck? Let's do it. Let's talk. Let's find out what's going on out there. I really didn't pay too close attention to Twitter today. I was kind of busy doing other stuff. I caught a few things. Like, I caught that ghost thing. But if there's any other weird, crazy drama going on, please call in and share it with me. Because, as usual, I'm kind of clueless, and I rely on my listeners and my callers to inform me about all the happenings on the internet or Twitter. Good times. So let's do a quick chat room roll call and give some acknowledgement to the faithful listeners in the chat room. Hello to Nodis. Big up, Nodis. Thank you for joining me tonight. ANCAP Dialect. What up? ANCAP has been calling in quite a bit lately. I wouldn't be surprised if he calls in again. I'm trying to get the dialects. I don't even know what the fuck a dialect is, but apparently dialect is, but apparently they're everywhere on the internet. So we're trying to get them aboard the Coalition of the Willing too, in order to defeat the ninjas. We also have Apocalypse. Welcome, Apocalypse. Boofy Gone. That's weird. That's not Goofy Bone, is it? That's just somebody like trolling, right? I haven't seen Goofy Bone around in a while. I heard he got kicked off BTR. Oh. Boofy Gone says Debbie Daily Crew for life. Okay, so I don't know who Boofy Gone is. I do know that it's not Goofy Bone, and I'm pretty sure I probably know who Boofy Gone is. I just don't know who it is exactly, but whatever. Boofy Gone, thanks for tuning in. COG in the house. COG. We also have Gunslinger 1964. Who else? Homer Bouvier. Homer, who is a new friend of the show. We've had him on and talked, did I talk to him on this show or was it the other show? I called in to I called in to their show. Oh, it was this one. Okay, Homer was on this show. Cool. Kerclair in the house. Lyris, EBT card, another new friend of the show, who I hope will call in at some point. If not, I'm happy to have you in my chat room with running commentary. Also, Lyris, EBT card, you might want to choose a different shade of green for your font. I can't quite read that at first glance. It hurts my eyes to read. A little bit better with that. That's okay. That's acceptable. That'll work. What else do we have here? Nigger Christ in the house. What up, Nigger Christ? Nigger Christ totally butthurt last night. I absolutely pwned him on my show, made him look like a total bitch, and he went off with his tail between his legs crying and made this little song about me, and it's terrible. It's awful. It was terrible. I feel bad for the guy. I mean, he's trying so hard to be like the premier wigger on the internet, and I give him an A for effort, but a D minus for content and execution. That song took you 30 minutes to make. Yeah, it shows. In fact, it looks like it took you 10 minutes to make. Sounded like it took you 10 minutes to make. Who else? Nick Knack in the house. My man. What's up, Nick Knack? Tyrone is in school. Yeah, sorry. Somebody was asking about Tyrone. Tyrone's busy now. He doesn't call in as much as he used to. Nick Knack. Oh, plus one. Oh, row me row. Hey, plus one. Glad to see you here. Raven Bowden. Big ups, Raven Bowden. Samantha Kelsey in the house. Hello, Samantha. Sick girl. Hi, sick girl. I hope you're doing well. And Technological Viking. And last but not least, you has Boger. You has Boger. Okay. Think that will that'll do it for the chat room roundup. Now it's time to take a quick brickety break, screen some calls, and come back and talk some shit about God knows what. Hopefully the ninjas, but we can talk shit about anybody you want. I'm kind of in a shit talking mood, really. We can take this anywhere we want to go. You know, there's no rules here. Well, there are rules, but as far as the topic, I don't give a fuck. So let me put on this the song and come right back. It's Thursday. My car, and I told her
they know who you are. With a husband, he's a violent man, a very violent and jealous man. Now I have to leave this town, I gotta leave while I still can.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Oh yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Vince in Lay Bay. Back with you, and gonna take your calls here in a minute. Once again, tonight is more or less an open line mic night, open mic, open line show, but I have been really interested in discussing this coalition that I've used, that I have formed in order to battle the oppressive ninjas who are taking over the internet. I mean, let's face it. Some of you people follow these ninjas. They're all over the place. And they multiply by the day. Seriously. I mean, do you people not see this? They're everywhere. I would imagine at the rate they're multiplying right now, at about this time next year, there are going to be over 9,000 ninjas on the internet. I'm serious.
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
And we need to, as responsible citizens of the internet, it's our duty to protect the freedom of the internet. And these ninjas, they use these little tactics, like being all cutesy and like, oh, talking like little babies and being ultra cute and hiding in people's pockets and stuff. Oh, little ninjas. They're so cute. No, not at all. You know what's going on? You know, okay, anybody seen the movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail? Show of hands. Press 1 in the chat room if you've watched Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Lyris EBT card pressed 1 and 2 and 3. Okay, Sick Girl has, and Catholic has, you has, Boger has, Cog has. Okay, so we got some people that know what I'm talking about. Okay. Now, you remember the scene in the film where the knights come across a killer rabbit, and the scene starts out, and the rabbit is just a rabbit, just a little white rabbit, cute little bunny. Looks like the Easter Bunny. You just want to walk over and pet it and feed it some celery or something? No. This is a death machine. It's not a cute little furry pet. The rabbit ends up attacking the knights. I believe he kills one of the knights by chewing off his neck, so his head came off, decapitating him by chewing his neck. That encapsulates what the ninjas are, okay? They come across as these cute, fun little characters. Oh, look, the ninjas. Oh, my rainbow ninja. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how they get you. They seduce you with their cuteness and their charm and their wit. But they're secretly plotting to destroy all of us and take over the internet and rule it with an iron fist. And we need to stop this now while we can, while the numbers are still low. Think of it like this. There must have been somebody at some point when this anonymous thing started. Somebody must have said, like, dude, this anonymous, these people that are turning into anons, this is scary, dude. We should stop this. This is like, they're doing like criminal shit. They're doing fucked up stuff, man. You know, we should just stop this, you know, now while there's only like a couple hundred of them. Nobody did that. And now look what happened. And so, yeah. That's my take on the ninjas. The ninjas are deceptively cute, okay? Watch out for them. And Saturday night, they're going to be here. And I'm going to debate them here. I'm open to discussions. I'm very happy to solve this diplomatically. I hate to have to support the terrorist devil insurgents. I mean, they're enemies, the ninjas. If you don't know anything about ninjas in Ninja Town, the ninjas are always attacked by the devils that live in the forest. And also zombie ninjas. There are zombie ninjas that, you know, every once in a while a ninja will get eaten by a zombie and turn into a zombie. And therefore they turn into, so this ragtag coalition of let's just say, let's call it the Free Ninja Town Army. Okay, we're trying to free Ninja Town. This is the Free Ninja Town Army. It's comprised of the Devils, which are a terrorist group that lives in a forest. There's the zombie ninjas. There's me. Also pirates. One of the biggest nemesis of the ninjas of all time are pirates. So right there, you have a core group that have been pretty effective in targeting a Ninja Town places of interest. And now, and don't get it twisted. We have been very, very, we've been pinpoint accurate in our targeting. We're going through channels like, we're putting sanctions on them. I don't know if you've noticed, but the price of lean hog futures rises about 5% every day because of the bacon shortage in Ninja Town. I would expect that who owns Twizzlers? Hershey's. I would expect Hershey's stock to get hit when the market's open in the morning. You better watch out because Hershey's may nosedive. Because we got a report that some devil forces seized over 9,000 tons of Twizzlers, over 9,000 tons of Twizzlers that were discovered and have since been removed. And I believe they've been incinerated. Excuse me. No, what they did is they fed half of them to Shadow DXS, and then they incinerated the rest. Yeah, it's crazy. My apologies. I am just getting settled in here. Wow. I don't know. I've got like a sore, a dry throat. I apologize if I have a lot of pauses because my throat's really dry, so I've been drinking a lot of water. I think I might be dehydrated or something. I don't know. But okay, I'm gonna shut up and start bringing on callers, and so that way I don't have to talk as much. Before I do that, really quick, chit chatters, any questions, any anecdotes, any comments, anything you'd like to add before we get going here. Toxic says no. Okay. The Vikings will throw their support to the Pirates. Oh, that's good to know. Technological Viking reports that the Vikings will throw their support to the Pirates. So there you go. Now we have the Vikings on board. We not only that's going to double the fleet. The naval fleet that this Free Ninja Town Army is going to have at their disposal. This is huge. Plus One says, "Nice chat, Vince. Great monologue. Fascinating. Are you being facetious? plus one. Or, look, this is important. This is internet news. This is serious business. I can't believe you're mocking me. Are you in a tiny chat somewhere with people mocking me because I'm talking about serious issues? Oh, hey. Is Syria still a thing? Is that still going on? Or are we just dropping that? What's the deal? Whatever. Okay. Calls. Here we go. Caller, you've been waiting the longest. You're on the air. Who's this?
I am Robert Boner.
I love Toby Keith.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about number one. Oh, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me.
Hey, I hate Toby Keith. 347-826-7667. It's open lines. So we're talking about anything and everything. I've been mentioning the ninjas and how we're trying to stifle their death grip on the internet. Also appears BTR host, former BTR host Ghost, is attacking the GNAA again. Ghost, it appears Ghost's butt rage has no limits. That's right. He is going after the GNAA again. What do you think? Ninjas, should they be eradicated from the internet or not? All right. Let's see what our callers think. We have Greg, you've been on hold for a while. Welcome to the show.
I'm so fucking dark and mean, you motherfucker. I'll rip your goddamn guts out of your fucking asshole. I'll fucking goddamn rape the old lady and stick a goddamn white baby up in her fucking nigger pussy. And then I'll beat her like a goddamn redheaded stepchild and then have her sent off to jail.
Suck a poor ass smelly ass. Suck a male camel's dick. Suck a doobie pitcher's funky ass. Suck an Afghan hound's raw dick. Suck a anus dick. Suck
is that, dick. Is that Wesley Willis?
Nigger.
Is that Wesley Willis?
Yeah. I'm white and I got plenty of money. So you can see in the fucking GPS that you don't have? You were talking that shit about tracing me?
Dude, I have no clue what you've said since you've called in.
Because I'm going to kill your fucking kids. I'll mix your goddamn eyeballs in a goddamn bowl of grapes and eat them motherfuckers and be happy to do it. I'll send some dark energy right up your fucking ass.
That's interesting, because I don't have kids. 347-826-7667. I'm Benson the Bay. Taking your calls. There's obviously a lot of hostility out there. Man, you know, if you're going to come at me and troll me, do it right. Do a little homework. Come on.
I'm gonna butt rape your kids.
And I have kids. I'm single. I'm a loser in my parents' attic doing a goddamn Blog Talk radio show. All right, let's try it again. Spy Team, you're on the air. What's going on? Hello, Spy Team. Are you there? Caller. Skype caller. I hear you. Do people hear what I'm hearing? What the hell is that? Spy Team, are you there? Is that somebody snoring? All right, well, forget it, dude. Whatever. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm doing callers unscreened tonight, so we're just going to go straight down the line. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
Is this Vince?
This is Vince. Who are you, and what's on your mind?
And Cat Bellick, a.k.a. Grimmy. How are you?
Oh, you again.
How are you?
Okay, really quick. Give me the Cliff Notes version of what the fuck these dialects are, okay? Apparently it's like some Doctor Who reference. You know, I don't get you internet geeks. I really don't. And I really need some insight here, some backstory. So please, enlighten me.
Well, a long time ago, we were in war with the Time Lords. And we kind of annihilated the Time Lords. And there was one last person, a.k.a. the Doctor, that we need to destroy. And we're on that kind of venture. And now, I'm just calling you just because you actually do have a good show.
That told me nothing, dude. Dude, that told me nothing.
Exactly.
I still know. I think I know even less about dialect now. And tell your homie in the background to, I don't know, stick his face in the toilet. All right, 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm getting a lot of calls tonight. This is great. We're just going to keep going. We're just going to let the glory roll on here. Oh my goodness. If this is who I think it is, this might get very interesting, folks. Wow. Okay, let's just go to this caller and see if it's really him. Ghost Politics, you're on the air. What's going on?
Fuck you, Texas, and fuck you, Lone Star Bear. Fuck that fucking Alamo and fuck them Longhorn State. Fuck every Dallas cowboy that ever draw the breath.
Fuck, dude. I thought that was a real ghost, man. I apologize, folks. I got excited. Got my hopes up for nothing. Homer, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, Homer, you know Ghost, right?
Yeah. Well, not personally, but
you know him through his show. You've listened to his show before. You know what a fucking dickhead he is, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, somebody decides they're going to make a Skype account and call it Ghost Politics, so I thought it was really him, and it's just one of his loser trolls who doesn't even troll, just plays a soundboard.
Wait a minute, is that Ghost, Ghost,
Politics.
Yeah, the same way he spells his old Twitter.
Yeah, Ghost Politics. He used to have a show here on BTR. It was actually pretty good, but
I thought that was the actual ghost when I added him.
No. I think that is the real ghost, to be honest. The one that's G-H...
Hold on, he's messaged me on Skype.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. But I'm pretty sure the guy on the Twitter account on Twitter that's Ghost Politics with the O's as zeros, I'm pretty sure that's him.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I'm sure it's him too.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take more calls. 213 area code 213, you're on the air. Who's this?
I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about number one. Oh my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you usually.
Terrible. This almost feels like a ghost show right now.
Oh my gosh, is that the same Toby Keith's song, I Want to Talk About Me? Because we've been getting that song a lot.
Yeah. All right, whatever. Let's move on. Lyris, EBT. Is that you?
What? Hello?
I think. Hey,
Hello?
Hey, hi. Yes. Welcome to the show.
What's going on? Respected gentleman. How you doing, man?
I live in Cumbria in the north of England.
I know. I stayed at your hotel once.
And I picked it up. I'm repeating myself.
So what's going on, Lyris? Is it Lyris?
I think it's Lyris.
Lyris.
Yeah.
Lyris. Okay.
Yeah.
Lyris. What's going on? What's happening with you?
I am sitting here relaxing after a hard day's work. I mean, I've had calls from Oklahoma this afternoon. I mean, I picked up my telephone about 3 minutes ago, and I was talking to a gentleman in Oklahoma, in the United States. I've ended up speaking to people in Alaska, the east coast of the United States, and a variety of places. But,
let me cut you off right there. Hang on. You're boring the balls off me, okay?
Give me your address, nigger. You're a nigger lover.
Oh my gosh, is the soundboard community coming after you now?
What the hell's going on?
Why are you calling me?
Hello.
I am sitting here, and I am getting my telephone is ringing, and I'm finding that I'm talking to people in America.
What is going on?
That I've made a call to them.
My address. See you. I do not.
I have two callers on the board, but I hear three different callers. Are one of you guys three-waying somebody in?
You know what we do to niggers? I have had a number of... I've picked up the telephone on about four or five occasions this afternoon, about half an hour ago, and there was a man in Oklahoma who kept claiming...
Where are you at, motherfucker?
I live in Cumbria.
How you spell that?
Look, it sounds like you guys need to connect offline. Exchange messages. We're doing a talk show here.
You
so
are deeply offensive, sir.
Maybe you got a pussy. I know you're a pussy, and you won't do it.
Look.
You filthy mouth.
Okay. I just want to know, what is your take on ninjas? Hello?
They are ninjas.
Okay. All right. Never mind. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm going to go to the next caller unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Wanna talk about me, wanna talk about I, wanna talk about number one, oh my, what I think, what I...
Dude, soundboards are so fail. They're just so fail. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's open lines. We're talking about anything and everything. Of course, the big thing out there right now is the impending conflict with, well, not impending, the conflict with the ninjas. And there's going to be a lot of activity leading up to Saturday. We're going to have a showdown with the ninjas. And you might want to have the kids. Keep the kids in the basement or something. It might get ugly. And once again, Homer, what are you watching on TV in the background there? Is it? Don't tell me it's Jay Leno again.
It is again. We're having Ron Paul on the show tonight.
Oh, Ron Paul's on Jay Leno right now?
Yeah, well, he's going to be on Jay Leno sometime.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. I love Ron Paul.
Ron Paul, 2016.
All right, let's bring back All right, whatever. Let's move on. Dude, that was weird. Okay. Oh, God, this ghost politics person is back. Go ahead, ghost politics. You're on the air.
Hey, you remember a while back when Ghost was tweeting my docs? Well, he's at it again. He's going to get suspended again, thanks to me.
You screen grabbed and all that stuff, and you did your due diligence?
Yes, and he is going to be suspended here in a few days, just like what happened last time.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Honestly, normally I would. I would report anybody that posted personal information. That's just not cool, and it's a violation of terms of service. And I think you're doing, in terms of service, you're doing Ghost a service by kicking him off of the Twitter. He is a grown man with a wife and children running his own business. He has no business trying to dox internet troll kids all day long and being like this vindictive asshole. It's really embarrassing, really. It's sad.
I completely agree.
It's a sad commentary that this guy, who's a brilliant, he has a brilliant mind, he's a brilliant comedian, good talker, intelligent, very knowledgeable about how the world works, and by the way he talks, he sounds like he knows a thing or two about running a business. So, but I mean, I just don't get it. Why is there this dark side of him where he just wants to, like, try to ruin people's lives and shit? Like, I'd understand if he didn't have a, because it's obvious he's like an old fag. He probably was around during the early FNET days and AOL and whatever, and probably trolled the fuck out of people like a lot of people did, and then grew up and grew, you know, had kids and got a job and, you know, moved on with his life. But now, I don't know, he's like falling back into it and acting like he's fucking 19 years old again, you know?
Yeah, and like, I know I was around him back in the 2011 days. I know that's not really saying much, but that's still 2 years of history.
Well,
and
2011 is when he probably, that's like the height of his show, though. That was when he was getting the most listeners. He would get, like, okay, look at my chat room. My chat room, it says 30 users.
Yeah, he got like hundreds. I think he filled up his chat room.
When you would go into Ghost's chat room, it would say 500 users. And the only reason, and it would say 500 users all every time, exactly 500 users. And the only reason why it says that is because they set up chat room to limit to only 500 at a time. So he always maxed out. So you don't even know who else, how many more people were listening who weren't in, who didn't even get into the chat, but were streaming it. You know, like, and he was getting record numbers, but I think at the same time, it was kind of like a double edged sword for him, because suddenly, I think it was affecting his health. Like, honestly, he was getting himself pretty worked up, even though he's acting. It had to take a toll on him, as far as his health. Like, that guy, there were certain times where I'm like, I think this guy's going to have, like, really have a heart attack.
Yeah. And, like, I remember at one point he said he was going to stop doing the show, just completely stop the internet completely, because he needed to have time with, like, his family and whatnot. And then he just turned around and first he came and doxed me, and then he's now doxing Dutch and I don't know what alias he goes by, but the troll guy.
Oh, that's a girl, I thought.
Oh, girl. Well, same.
Yeah, that's too bad. I hope Dutch can call in tonight. I'd love to talk to him or call in sometime, because I want to hear his side of things. All right, let's take more callers. Let's see who this
is. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. 213.
Talk about me. Want to talk about I. Want to talk about my.
No thanks. Moving on. Hey, Homer. What's Jay Leno saying right now?
I think he's having some kind of segment, some kind of What's Trending Tomorrow segment right now. Doing some kind of spit take or something. But Ron Paul's supposed to come on the show after Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld.
Cool.
Comes on the air.
Are you kidding me? Elaine Bennis from Seinfeld gets top billing over Ron Paul?
Apparently.
Oh, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd bang the shit out of that chick. You know, she's a MILF and a half, but dude, Ron Paul is a legend, bro.
I agree with you, man. Ron Paul.
All right, let's take more calls. Area code 216. You're on the air. What's going on?
Yeah, Black Messiah here about to go in. Yeah, plus Vince in the Bay. You're the pussy ass nigga. Black Messiah.
Oh, this is that stupid shit.
God damn. Vince in the Bay. Yeah, more like Vince in the faggot. You just mad because you know I'm the real pussy man. And all you just, man. You don't gotta be pissed. Shit, I be mad too if all my bitches smell a star kiss. Sorry, Charlie, you ain't got shit on the Black Messiah. If I'm such a bad wigger, how'd I get your ratings high? And hear you hating from the bottom all the way up at the top. The dark skinned son of God, don't take shit from no wop. And how the fuck you gonna say I'm worse than KY? I ain't even got a reply. We all know that be a goddamn lie. I ain't no rape defender. Shit, I'm the main offender. You a 2-bit talk show host, and I'm the rap game career ender. Without the dog, Lord, you know that your show ain't gonna be shit. I ain't saying pull the censor, but it might be time to quit. You was almost down to something. I've been nice and let you have it. I'm the Black Macklemore, cause we both rapping about faggot, bitch. Don't fuck with the Black Messiah, baby.
Yeah, so that was the track he made last night in 30 minutes.
Wow.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You believe how many remixes Ghost has.
Oh, plus, dude. Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, I have one person, Nigger Christ, pretty much, who does music remixes and stuff about me. Ghost had like thousands, dude, and they're all still on YouTube. If you go on YouTube and just Google Ghost Politics or whatever or Capitalist Army or something, find Ghost. They're everywhere.
Pony Toast has a remix now. Apparently,
you should get Pony Toast to send me that. I'll play it on my show.
It's actually from Lars EPT card. I think he can put up a link in the chat room. And me and the Hamboon Army have been making some remixes of another guy named Robert Boner, who we currently troll. And I'm actually the guy who discovered him in the first place and started up the whole Robert Hambone movement.
Oh my God. That was another thing. He wouldn't shut up about ham bones. Anyway, I wish Ghost would call in. I really would. I mean, enough time has passed where obviously in the state of mind he is in now, he's just going to rage. But it would be great if we could just talk things out with him. And get real with him, because, like, I don't know, did you ever used to go into his Pal Talk chat rooms?
I got into True Capitalist Radio too late.
Oh, okay. Well, this wasn't really like a part of capitalist radio or anything. This is like it was during a time when like he was still doing shows, but he was doing them more like he would do like a couple a week, and in between he would have these Pal Talks. There's a site Pal Talk. It's just another chat board but you can talk in it. It's kind of like Tiny Chat but without video.
Yeah.
And he used to do these talks, and a lot of his fans would go in there, and it would be like he would be all, like out of character, kind of. You know, he wouldn't be all amped up and everything. He was just like most of the time it would just be him laying in bed with his wife, like she'd be reading a book, and he'd be like chatting with people, and they'd be talking about real topics, like the topics he brings up during the show that he never gets to talk about because people troll him. They would actually talk about them in his Pal Talks, you know. So like, Ghost was, you know, he was definitely an act, no doubt about it. But
yeah.
I wish you could just come here and be like that and be real and not be such a fucking dickhead trying to out kids on Twitter. I mean that's just the most tacky way to do it too. Like I don't approve of doxing at all, but doing it openly on Twitter is just, it's just not, I just don't think that's cool. First of all, it's a violation of TOS, and second of all, it shows no class, I think. I mean, it's bad enough. It doesn't show class to out people anyway, unless maybe, I don't know, they're a serial killer on the loose, and you're like, dude, we found him, man. Here he is. I mean, I can understand something like that, but, you know, just because somebody, like, you know, makes you mad on the internet doesn't, you know, they don't deserve to, you know, have themselves and their family potentially harassed over it.
Yeah. You know that one of his doxes is actually fake? That American GNAA line? That apparently is a Taco Bell somewhere.
Taco Bell sounds really good right now, bro.
Oh, yeah, we could probably hit them up with the parts of them, tacos and such, burritos, whatnot. I'll go for Orange Wrap Supreme.
Right on. All right, let's take more calls, dude. We got a lot of people that are anxious to talk.
Okay.
Let's go with Official Adolf Hitler. You're on the air.
Oh, gosh.
Hello? What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, man? You want to talk about race? Okay, let's have a real discussion about race, all right? First and foremost. I am trying to advocate the racial superiority of one race over all races. I have said many times, and I will continue to say, my race is better than your race. You know,
oh,
I have
gosh.
A bunch of slaves that happen to be black. Let me tell you something right now. It gets me hard. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for being so goddamn vulgar.
All right, enough. I've got plenty of my own Ghost soundboards that I don't need that. so stupid.
That Ghost
right.
Politics guy should have called him with the soundboard. We would have
believed
him.
You know what? That guy was cool though. At least he called back and talked.
Yeah.
You know that was cool. I appreciated that. Okay, let's take another one here. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air.
I am Robert Boner. I am fucking tub guy.
Oh my. Kind of last talk with me. We can play hide the banana with Robert while listening to Toby C. It'd be totally legit. Oh my.
Hello?
What the heck?
Was that
Is
a
that
soundboard?
Tub guy?
It
Is that
sounded
tub
like,
guy?
It sounded like a soundboard of tub guy.
Oh,
I don't think that.
My.
I don't think that was Tub Guy because I actually tweeted with Tub Guy today. I said, dude, I miss you, man. He's like, yeah, I'm busy with school, but, you know, when I get vacation, I'll call your show. So, you know, he's still out there, but that wasn't him. Okay, let's go with California OG. California OG, welcome to the show.
Leave me somewhere, motherfucker. I told your punk ass once, shit sucker. Meet me somewhere, motherfucker. Talking shit and meet me somewhere. Bring any goddamn artillery you need, cause I got plenty. Meet me somewhere.
Dude, soundboards seem to be the troll du jour tonight.
I know, man.
What the fuck is up with that, man?
I think the... I don't know what's going on, man.
I think this is what I get for tweeting about Ghost tonight right before my show and for putting Ghost maybe in my my description. I think that attracted maybe some Ghost trolls. But that's cool, man. It's kind of like bringing back some memories.
Yeah, I get pretty much the same kind of trolls on my radio show and on Robert's radio show. We get the same kind of trolls from the Pambone Army.
Oh, hey, why don't we use this opportunity to give you a really quick chance to plug your radio show. Tell us about your show and when it is.
All right, well, me and Robert are part of the UCAS Radio Network. It's on Blog Talk Radio. I have my show, which is a kind of a ghost parody, Internet Graffiti, and Robert has Randomness with Robert Boner. So it's pretty random. I mean, Robert does his randomness. Sometimes I do my seriousness on my show. Sometimes craziness on it as well. We're currently trying to get Premium back on our Blog Talk Radio. And pardon me, there's a train coming by, so don't mind the train. But yeah, we've been doing this for about a month now. And yeah, it's pretty cool, man. We've had Tough Guy calling to the radio network a couple of times. We've had the Angry Grandpa, we've had Pony Toast and Ernest. It's a pretty cool radio network, if you want my honest opinion.
Cool. I'll look out for it. Again,
okay, cool.
When is it?
Well, it depends on when we get our premium back. Robert Boner usually funds the channel, and he's in the nut house right now.
Keep in touch. Let us know when it happens.
I will.
Yeah. Let's take some more calls. The Dwayne Camacho. The Dwayne Camacho. You're on the air.
Hey Vince, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, Dwayne. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, graphs, man. Graphs. So many graphs. So many bubbles.
Oh,
so many balls.
Graphs and balls.
Yeah, yeah. Did Sang want to talk about graphs and balls? Sang stopped. Sang was
Sang's,
just on.
Sang's not here.
Then who's the ultra faggy guy that was just on?
That's Homer.
Homer. Right. Okay. Homer / Sang.
No, what's Homer / Homer.
Homer? Come on, man. There's nobody named Homer.
I'm Homer. I mean, look here. Let me put it in chat. If this guy won't stop spamming it up.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm sorry. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I need to do some chat room moderation here. I apologize for those who are actually trying to communicate. Jesus. Oh, he left. Okay. Did I kick him or did he leave?
He probably left or something.
Yeah, I think he knew I was going to kick him and he bailed. All right. Sorry about that, folks. Next time. Oh, no, he's back. He's back. And he has got 2 minutes now. Sorry, bro. 2 minutes.
Oh, you got him, Vince.
Good shot. Good shot.
2 minutes
good shot.
For 2 minutes for scrolling.
Yeah, and suck a dick, shoot me, Manato.
I didn't even kick him. I just put him on timeout, and then he hung up. He's probably loading another proxy or changing his IP. Yeah. Oh no, there he is. There he is. He's there. He's muted. There you go. 2 minutes penalty box for scrolling. First offense of the night. Once again, it's Vince in the Bay hanging out. It's Cybercrime Sexy Time Thursday night edition. We're just kicking it, talking shit, no particular agenda, and I'm hanging out with Homer, who's watching Jay Leno, and the Dwayne Camacho, which sounds suspiciously like Hammurabi's code. Now, Hammy, did you create this Skype account because you knew it had a better chance of getting on the air than Hammurabi's code did?
No, I created it because you're doing some weird shit. Anytime I call in, it disconnects. So I don't know if it's your FBI buddies needing to get in and, like, record shit. So
really?
Now I've got, like, 30 Skype accounts. And I'll just use different ones to avoid that shit because I'm not consenting
really
to any of it.
You know, you're not the first person that's complained to this. Last night on my show, I had my guest, ex-Citizen 10. This guy, ex-Citizen 10, he got bumped off my show like a couple of times. And he couldn't call back in at a certain point. He just gave up. And that's weird. I don't know what's up, man. You know, I blame it. I think there's something wrong, buggy with BTR. BTR is notoriously buggy.
Well, the weird thing is, like, as soon as I switched the profile, I had no problem calling back in. So, seems weird. You know, I don't know.
All right. Well, now that I know that you're the Dwayne Camacho. I'll keep an eye out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You leave a light on.
So, Hammy, what do you think of the ninjas? What do you think of them?
I don't really know what the ninjas do, man. It's all people. Just
They oppress everybody's free speech on Twitter.
How?
By flooding their mentions.
Me I need to make a real-time ninja graph?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. What accounts do I start with? Who's the biggest offender, Vince?
Oh, that would have to be my white ninja. Because she's the queen bee.
Well, I threw that in there, and the funny thing is, like, it didn't resolve to a Twitter ID at all.
Yeah, because she's a ninja.
I don't think that's it. Is she suspended?
No, that's it. It's because she's a ninja. Ninjas can fucking do shit like that, bro. You don't know what we're up against. Do you realize there's only a couple hundred of these people now? By this time next year, God knows how many thousands are going to be out there. This is going to be a serious problem.
Dude, there's way too many as it stands, and holy shit, bro, you were only, like, the 2 millionth person on Twitter. 22 million. God damn, that's a lot of socks. Your Twitter ID is 228-60531.
I already know my Twitter ID. Who doesn't? Come on, give me a break.
Well, in case somebody says, what's your Twitter number, girl? Now you can tell them. It's 228-60531.
Oh, I already know it. I already know it. So I can tell them already. All right, moving on. 347-826-7667 is the number. I think this, now we might have Gonzo. Is this Gonzo?
Good evening, Vince.
Good evening, Gonzo, PhD. How you doing?
I'm doing just wonderful. I have no idea what the past hour has been. But then again, I probably really shouldn't. Well, who the fuck is Ghost Politics?
Ghost Politics. He goes by, if you go blogtalkradio.com/ghost,
yeah. Okay.
That guy. That dude. He's
okay. I've never heard of him on Twitter, and I never heard about his doxing of innocent Facebook kids or whatever. So this whole first hour has been a little bit, blank. But that's okay. It's been an interesting hour. You got my PMs, right?
I got some PMs from you, yes. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, the usual, whatever. Just put me on with Hammy, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
I don't have any particular, I have no agenda events. I'm just calling in hoping to add some content to a reasonably content free show.
Great. I love it. All right. 347-826-7667 is the number. Hammy, you are on as well. Let's take more calls.
Let's
do it.
Yeah.
We've got shit up. It's me, Homer, Gonzo, Vince, and a bunch of balls.
Dude. Yeah, we're gonna fucking tear shit up for the next 45 minutes. Okay? Let's
exactly.
It's going to get even better, because guess what? Nigger Christ is back. What's up, Nigger Christ?
Whoop, whoop! Hey,
Gucci?
First off, let's start this shit out with a few editor corrections to your story from earlier, all right? Yep. Now, see, first off, you said that I done ran off of my tail between my bullshit. I stayed on the damn car even after you muted my ass like a pussy, and then I was still listening to the car when I wrote that diss track for your ass in 30 minutes. That's quicker than it takes you to shut up at the beginning of your show sometime. Now, second...
So what's... Hey, NC, what's Versace, man?
Oh, fuck that shit. Nah, man. It's all about the Gucci, baby. Now, then you be spitting a bunch of shit about how I'm some kind of wigger. Where's your bars, nigga? Come on, man. Drop some bars. Spit some rhymes. Tell me something that you show that you actually got shit. Otherwise, you ain't shit.
Dude, my shit is not trying to be a black guy rapper, okay?
Your shit is not knowing how to rap or how to keep an audience.
Okay, first, you're right. I don't know how to rap.
Yeah.
And I disagree. I think I know how to keep an audience, maybe not a big audience, but I think I can maintain them. I mean, look at tonight. Gonzo even pointed out we've talked about nothing for about an hour and 15 minutes, and people are still here.
We are. I mean, he talked for an hour and 15 minutes about something I know nothing about, and yet he still managed to maintain a radio audience of at least 33 users in chat room, and God knows how many hundreds of others are listening.
Oh, it's thousands. There are thousands upon thousands of listeners that are tuning in through their media players and their cell phones. A lot of people, especially since I revealed that, it's possible to monitor chat room activity, both public and private. I think that scared a lot of people off. Excuse me.
Well, the NSA and the Bay thing is, it's a little bit sketchy. After Snowden, you threw a scare into a lot of people, and they got concerned, because I personally, up until you told me, I was constantly in private messages trading, 60 character hash passwords to, me and Hammy designed Stuxnet in your PMs. I mean, don't tell anybody that because, you don't want anyone to know, but Hammy and I, we put Stuxnet together in private messages, trading code on your site, and, there's a whole bunch of, angry Israelis that would like to take credit, and, I don't even write code, but Hammy made it easy because Hammy's got tutorials, and, You saw the graph tonight, didn't you, Vince? Did you not watch the YouTube, the CGI, the incredible 3D?
Oh, I was mesmerized. Mesmerized.
Wasn't it amazing to see those dots? Like, one dot would climb onto the other dot and dry hump it. I mean, I have never seen a graph dry fuck another graph until the graph changed. And Hammy took Neil Rauhauser's graphs. God bless Neil Rauhauser, a true American patriot. And he took those dots of Neil's, and he made them live, Vince. He made them vibrate.
These dots are alive.
They ran across the screen and butt-fucked each other for our amusement, Vince.
God damn.
It was amazing.
Hey, Jay Leno. This Jay Leno nigga need to shut up. God damn, no one want to hear that big chin Jew-ass nigga.
Again?
Yeah, no one wants to hear goddamn the big fucking chin Jew-ass nigga talking on TV with Rod and goddamn Pa. No one cares.
NC, what you need to do is put a track in back of Hammy's CGI graphs. If you do that between you and Hammy, do a Neil Rauhauser diss track to the background of Hammy's CGI graphs so that we get fireworks and a diss track at the same time on YouTube, and Neil Rauhauser will implode across the universe, and Tom Ryan will finally be able to eat 3 plates of spaghetti in New Jersey, happy and satisfied.
Damn right.
I don't have any idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Hey, the COG nigga, COG in the chat, I just want you to know I ate your girl's pussy so hard it looked like Bill Cosby on a vat of Jell-O pudding, nigga.
NC, I gotta sit down and eat watermelon.
I feel like I'm
waffles.
Listening to the goddamn Three Stooges. What the hell is this?
The Three Stooges, bro.
And you shimp, because no one like you.
All right. You know what, nigger Christ? Guess what?
Oh, what you got? What you got now?
Oh, yeah.
Here comes me.
Bad pussy.
You got Rauhauser.
Nigger Christ. Or being a punk ass bitch wigger. All right, let's add more callers to the bad list. We have Alpha Kenny Wan on the you're on the air now, Alpha Kenny Wan.
Okay, kill it.
Goofy bone soundboards. Now they're fucking doing goofy.
Kill it with fire. Kill it with fire, Vince.
Oh, dude?
Vince, what the fuck, dude? I've never heard so many soundboards. I mean, Nick would lob soundboards at you. and Nick's soundboards are great because they all have to do with maple syrup and Canadians being, you know, of good manners and whatnot. I've never heard anyone lob soundboards at you, and tonight has been, I mean, you've been hit with like a 30 soundboard DDoS.
Yeah. Back in the day, I got soundboarded a lot more. That was big.
Which day was that?
Huh?
Which day was that? I mean, you say when you say back in the day, was that 2011? Because if you've been on Twitter since 2011, according to my giant whiteboard, my Ron Brenn Memorial whiteboard, if you've been on Twitter since 2011, you're actually an old fag.
Your whiteboard is wrong. Okay, I've been doing my PR show and Twitter. I started them both about the same time in 2009.
Blog Talk Radio. So you've been on Blog Talk Radio since 2009.
Yes. Go look at my archives. Go look at my archives, dude. I've been trolled. I've been trolled by pretty much anybody and everybody you can think of.
I've been on Twitter since 2009 myself.
I don't care how long anybody's been on Twitter. I'm just telling you that I've been rated by 4chan. I've been rated by the fucking Bill Wagoner crew, the
FBI,
the Flawless crew, Cabin crew, Anons of all sorts and shapes, and just random trolls, random just really angry people. You know, I've gotten it all. I've seen it and heard it all. And there's just nothing that anybody could do to call in that hasn't already happened by now in the last, what, Jesus Christ, 4 years?
Holy shit, yeah. Vince. Yeah. You were right. I didn't even have my white ninja, but she got sucked into this crap. And granted, it's a two-way fight between you and Nigger Christ for biggest fame fag on Twitter right now in my mentions. Nick Nack's pulling in third. But I'll be damned if fucking my white ninja didn't manage to pop in.
Hammy, you need to go back like a month to when Nick Nack had all those UK feminists just anally drilling him and putting him on lists.
Oh,
and
yeah. Lists and graphs. I got it. I got all these graphs and I got all these lists. Here's the problem. I can only pull 3,200 tweets at once. That's how these things work.
Right. Are you still dating? What's her name?
You betcha.
Seriously?
Who is what's her name? Tell me about her. You got a new girlfriend. Who is she?
You don't know her, Vince?
No, I don't pay attention to your shit, dude. Who's this chick?
She's this chick, bro.
So you're
Amber.
Still, I mean, is that in real life, Hammy, or is that just an E thing?
Oh, that's in real life, bro.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it looks like official Adolf Ninja's back. Official Adolf Ninja's back. What's up, official Adolf Ninja? Yeah. Oh,
goofy bones.
Just give her a bone. All right, let's take a couple more calls.
God,
okay,
damn.
Hang on, Nigger Christ, you're back off timeout. Let's bring on this caller from area code 215 unscreened. You're on the air, 215.
Hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno.
Wow,
hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno.
Oh, it's done.
Hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno.
That's some nymph shit right
hey,
there.
Hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno. Hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno.
Hey, you guys want this guy's number?
No, it's fucking
Was the nigga in Star 67?
No, he didn't Star 67.
Dumbass.
No, he's an asterisk. Doesn't need to Star 67. He can call
back.
Vince's home phone number if he
wants. No, we don't have to call him back. He's still there. I just muted him. You want to hear him? Let's talk to him.
Porno! Hey, what? Everybody! I'm looking at Jay Porno! Hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno. Hey, everybody, I'm looking at gay porno.
Okay.
Hey, everybody.
All right, I can't tell if that's a loop, like a soundboard loop, or if that's actually a guy.
Yeah, it's a soundboard loop, man.
Or.
Yeah, it's an old-ass loop right there. It's the shit they had up on the nymph.org site back in the day.
Oh, that's too bad. Because what I like to do is, like, when I first started doing this show, people would call in and just say, nigger, 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 nigger. And I would just let them go. I'd just see how long it took them until they got tired of saying it.
Hey, I got a subject for you.
What's up?
Let's talk about SSNDOB. You know what that is?
I what?
No.
These nuts.
Hey,
sounds
hey
like
thanks.
You're getting added
good,
to a goddamn watch list is what it sounds like.
No,
hey, SSNDOB is the site that those the guys that pulled the exposed.
Hey, Vince, I'm
going to
call you back in a minute, all right?
All right, yeah, Homer, call us back. Thanks.
All right.
Go ahead.
Jay Leno, fuck off.
Good night,
Jay
Leno. Tell us what Ron Paul has to say.
Big chin, bitch-ass nigga.
All right, you know what? Shut up, nigger Christ. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway.
I'm sorry, Gonzo. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, it was just trying to bring a topic, an actual topic.
No, I know. We had to say goodbye to Homer. And Nigger Christ was acting up, and that's gone now. So continue.
Is Hammy still on?
Yeah, Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, SSNDOB was the Social Security number, date of birth, SSNDOB.MS database that Krebs recently broke down that was responsible for providing the information that created the exposed .su site, which dropped, you know, the...
It's responsible for a lot of shit, Gonzo.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know, and you know, but nobody else does, so...
Why not have a little fun?
Well, right, and a lot of people don't. So I was just thinking maybe we should talk about it. It'd be a little bit of fun.
What would you like to discuss about it?
Totally.
I just thought it was...
It sounds like a party. Hey, have you guys ever tried Fierce Melon Gatorade?
Fierce Melon?
Yeah, I have, actually. I have, but I would only try it. I tried it with fried chicken, and it worked real well. Seriously.
Fierce Melon Gatorade is delish.
Yeah, it's right. Good, but you've got to have...
If you're going to use Gatorade as a hangover cure, Vince in the Bay recommends Gatorade's Fierce Melon. From
is that after? Is that the morning after you had a little bit of Nigger Christ in you?
Not.
Perhaps from behind.
Oh God!
All right, I mean, there is no chicken and waffles. There is no chicken and waffles Gatorade, Vince. So we have to go with Fierce Watermelon. Oh shit! Anyway, I was trying to throw a topic out there, but apparently it's been washed away.
Just because you're going to get us all added to a goddamn watch list, Gonzo. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
The site's down. It doesn't matter, dude. The site's down.
Yes,
and the motherfucker that ran it is in a cement room. The dude that set the whole site up is in an 8x8 cement room. And I guarantee you he doesn't have internet access. So what? I mean, I've tweeted my social security number twice. I don't give a flying fuck. Do you care, Hammy?
Yeah, I don't want my social security number on the internet. That sounds like crazy talk.
I've tweeted.
Vagina Liquor, you're on the air.
Hello?
Vagina Liquor? Oh. Another fucking soundboard, please. Citizen of 4chan. Another same guy. Soundboard. Fucking goofy bone soundboards. Get over it. Okay, caller. You've been holding a long time. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hold on?
Yeah. Hey, who's that?
All right. So, sorry. Within the program of the narrative, Daleks are cyborgs created by scientist Darva during the final years of a 1,000-year war against the Daleks. Generally modified to erase the extraterrestrials known as the Kadel from the planet Sarko, integrated within tank-like robotic mechanical shell. His final motivation removed from the ability of pity, compassion, nor remorse. The Daleks soon came to view themselves as the supreme race of the universe and began the conquest of the universe of domination and extermination. So that's what the Daleks are. And believe it or not, I actually talked to Ron Paul on Tuesday over at Colorado Mesa College.
What did he say?
I was going to have a conversation about Ron Paul since I happened to know what happened, and I actually talked to him at Colorado Mesa College last Tuesday.
Right. You said that already. What did you talk to him about?
Well, he was talking a little bit about foreign policy, a little bit about monetary policy also.
Right.
I just only met him because it was a really cool thing to do. And I'm sorry that I'm not really good at talking because I'm not very socially interactive. So
that's fine. Just it doesn't matter. Don't worry about talking. Just worry about telling us just your thoughts and memories and your feelings and your reactions to the time you had when you saw and talked to Ron Paul.
Well, there was one thing over with one of his speeches, and he was talking about the debates. So some of the part of the debates, this guy actually asked all the candidates, so there are 50% of people that aren't paying taxes. What would you do to those people? And all the other politicians
execute them. Execution.
Maybe. Anyway. Or maybe exterminate them. Yes.
I'm sorry. I continue. What did he say?
And then when it came to Ron Paul, he said, "We're halfway there." That was one of the cooler parts of that speech. There was also another part I really forgot. But it was really, really interesting, definitely.
That's a good one. I'm going to tweet that. I'm going to steal that from Ron Paul and tweet it to piss off all the neocons that follow me on Twitter.
Well, thank you.
That's a great line. In fact, I think I've heard that line before, but that's awesome that Ron Paul.
Yeah, it was over in the 2012 debates, I think.
Yeah, dude. He's a great – Ron Paul is great for libertarian sound bites. You know, like
he's the coolest guy I've ever met.
I'm really glad he's not. He never was elected president. But I love what he did as far as galvanizing the youth into thinking objectively, sort of. About government and life in America and how things have to run and how they're changing.
Yeah. Now he's more like a statesman. He never really wanted to be president, from what I've heard.
Yeah, you know,
sorry for the background noise because
my let's face it. He wasn't really a Republican. I mean, what is a Republican anyway? It's just a jersey you put on. It's like playing for the 49ers or the Cowboys, you know? It's just a jersey you put on so you can play the game. And he's even admitted that in interviews. He's like, you know, I'd rather run it independent for president, but, you know, for the House of Representatives, for that matter. But he knows. That he's got a better chance if he joins one of the two establishment parties because he gets instant support just based on the fact that there's an R next to his name. And he can get into the debates when he wants to run for president, and that gives him a huge platform to get his ideas out there, to just get his name out there, get his brand out there, and people will look into him. And I thought both his runs for president were brilliant maneuvers, especially 2008 when he stuck it out the whole time. Even when he wasn't even, you know, I don't even think he was doing any appearances towards the end. But he didn't. He never officially removed his name. Obviously, part of that is because, you know, you can keep getting contributions and there's all sorts of rules and stuff. And, you know, obviously Ron Paul was, again, you could also say he was an opportunist. He used his this platform to now he's retired and he's got his own fucking TV show and he's a cult of personality. He's probably making more money now than he ever did before working in politics or in the medical field. Can you imagine what Ron Paul commands for a speaking fee?
Yeah.
You know, all he has to do for the rest of his life, God bless him, is do speaking engagements. Yes, do speaking engagements and write books.
And not only that, he's making, like, a lot of money with the whole Ron Paul channel right now.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, just go ronpaulchannel.com, and there it is. It's really awesome. It's a really good channel. His motto is turn off the TV and turn on the truth, which is actually a really good one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, again, he's a wordsmith. Okay, let's take another call. We have I'm a Badass. I'm a Badass. You're on the air. You know, we get it. You like Goofy Bones music. Are these Goofy Bone trolls? Are these people like trying to promote Goofy Bone now? All right, let's try another one here. Hang on. This is official George Zimmerman.
Just won't die. Millions of people hate me. Thousands of people plot me. The hundreds really know.
Another fucking Goofy Bone track. Another fucking Goofy Bone track. You assholes. You know, I think I know who this is. I'm pretty sure. It's got to be one of two or three people that I know who I know were notorious for just soundboarding anybody on BTR, especially Ghost. I'm not going to name names, but I have my suspicions. All right, let's try to great. Nigger Christ, you're back off timeout. What's up? Nigger Christ, are you there?
I was Gooch.
Oh, God.
Not a thing, dude. Not a thing. We're running out of callers. It is now. We have Hammurabi, Gonzo PhD, Nigger Christ. That's you.
Yeah, man.
And we have. Who else do we have? We have.
Is that Jay Leno motherfucker still here?
Yep.
God damn it. No one cares about Jay goddamn Leno, big chin ass Jew motherfucker.
I agree with this.
That doesn't sound like Jay Leno to me. That sounds like some sort of domestic violence going on in the background.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
I'm like an autistic man masturbating.
Hey, what can I say? We tried for a topic, but, topical discussion is not working out.
I'm just curious who you think is behind SSNDOB.
Well, I guess we'll have to talk in another format, because it damn sure ain't going on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, get on Jabber, faggot. Jesus Christ, don't you even jabber?
No, actually, I don't anymore.
Why?
Oh, God.
Well, hold on. Third party, whoever the fuck you are, shut the fuck up. You haven't had a goddamn thing to say since you opened your fucking gaping pie slot and fed a fucking piece of beef jerky into it. So shut up in the background and fucking go fuck a couch. Hammy and I are talking. Hammy, I'll get with you on this.
All right. Get on Jabber,
okay,
then.
Do you guys mind getting with it somewhere else?
With it, motherfucker!
Yeah!
Okay.
Well, Vince, we tried. We tried to have a conversation on your show.
You tried, Vince.
But unfortunately, you've been too busy letting yourself get soundboarded or packeted into the dirt to be bothered by anything we have to say. God forbid there's an intellectual conversation on this show.
That's cool.
I don't know if you noticed, but if you look at my show page, there is a description, and it kind of describes what
this
the topic
new phony
is.
Listening to goddamn Jay Leno the whole fucking show?
Look, do you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Does it say I want to be packeted?
I did a show that I'm doing a show dedicated to this internet battle that I'm having on Twitter with the ninjas.
And
I'm
no
trying
one
to
wants
form
to talk about that.
I want to talk about that. One of my guests wants to talk about
does
that.
Does too.
I honestly, to be honest, I don't know what the fuck shit that you were talking about, but it's over my head, and I honestly could care less. I'd rather talk about ninjas. Sue me.
Well, I'll tell you what, Vince.
About ninjas.
Vince, let me make it relevant for you. You know why SSNDOB is relevant to you? Do you know why SSNDOB is relevant to you?
No.
You don't.
Tell me.
SSNDOB is directly relevant to you because of the issues that your family had a few months back.
Okay.
That's why how do you think that somebody sent a team of Kevlar-covered demons to a residence that might have been occupied by your family, greatly upsetting you and thinking about you making quit blog talk radio? They got the info from SSNDOB, Vince. So SSNDOB was actually a very relevant fucking topic before you opted to just hit the soundboard.
I would love to explore the topic. This topic, it sounds interesting and
so.
It sounds like a different show. It sounds like a show on its own. I apologize for if I brushed you off. I am at the point where I'm trying to wind down the show. This was a impromptu show. I was just trying to have a little fun. I was kind of trying, honestly, to bait either ninjas or ghosts to call into the show tonight.
Well,
and
you got the ghost.
No, I didn't get ghost.
But you got the ghost trolls. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I have
idea
who ghost
the
did.
Ghost trolls showed up. Yeah.
I have no idea who the fuck
you ain't
they
got
are.
Ghosts. You got the Holy Ghost, nigga. Flat Messiah in the building.
Now, Nigger Christ knows Ghost. Nigger Christ used to troll Ghost.
I used to call that nigga up back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, she took my call a few times, too.
That was before Nigger Christ was actually black, back when he was the white Messiah.
This was back before I descended and found my final form.
And he rocked the Gap. He was actually Gappy Christ, and he actually rocked Gap fashion before he found his true black self.
I'm so white I went out during the rides and bought myself a TV, you feel me?
Oh, no doubt. That was before his first experience with chicken and waffles. Chicken and waffles.
That night I had a religious experience to show me who I truly was. I am the black Messiah.
Oh, my God. I can just imagine, you know, when you say that, I think about Derek Losutter waking up and looking in the mirror and seeing himself and seeing Soulja Boy and going, oh my God. I'm not Derek Losutter. I'm Soulja Boy. And then going off on, you know, everything else that happened.
Well, see, in his defense, there's an apt comparison there. They both can't rap. But, see, Soulja Boy actually got money, so...
You know who can rap? You know who can rap? It's Ghost.
Me?
No, Ghost can rap.
I heard Ghost rap. That shit go hard.
Yeah, Ghost is a fucking badass rapper, dude. If you listen to... Oh, fuck, I forget. When he used to do... He did two seasons. First he was True Conservative Radio, and then he took a break and he came back as True Capitalist Radio. And when he was True Conservative Radio, he used to do fucking raps, dude, that were fucking badass, dude. He was on point. He was good. I gotta find some of that shit. But the ghost of Ghost lives on Right, Ghost?
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Ghost used to love me. Okay, let's take more calls. We got a call from Vince in Dubé, spelled with a D-A, Dubé. Go ahead, Vince in Dubé. Is the number. We got 10 minutes left. We're going to the phone lines. Jesse, you're on the air. Who's that? What's going on?
Hi. How are y'all?
Doing great, doing great. Shooting the shit here on the air, on doing the Blog Talk Radio, getting ready to shut down the show in 10 minutes. I was talking about ninjas earlier, and we've been talking about ghosts and other various things. What did you want to chime in about?
Well, something that's really bothered me is some people talk about how they are being harassed by aliens. However, you can stop this harassment by finding Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right. I'm right here, man. No need to find me. I'm right here.
Don't mock Jesus Christ. What's up?
Nigga, I am Jesus Christ.
What the hell has been going on the last 30 or so minutes of the show?
I knew that was I Had Candy. I knew that was
I
Had Candy.
Did.
Candy was Gucci.
Gucci.
Yeah, hey, Candy. How you doing?
What's
up? Nothing much, Candy. I've just been chit-chatting with whoever's called in. I've had a great time. Apparently it isn't, everybody's cup of tea, but, I've had a nice little wide spectrum of callers. I've had bronies on. I've had Nigger Christ on. I've had Hammy on. Gonzo on. A bunch of ghost trolls soundboarding me. We've just been kind of shooting the shit. What's up?
All right, well. That's cool. Have you found Jesus Christ in your heart?
Yes.
Now, Candy, really? Really?
Next question.
Next question. When was the last time you were probed and you liked it?
Oh, Candy, shut up. Jesus.
I can't
really?
Remember. I can't remember.
Really?
Next question.
God. Oh, Jesus.
Is that it? Any more questions?
What the hell are you sighing about?
What am I
sighing
about?
You got something to say? You got something
to say? Yeah, I sure do.
Say it.
You ready to hear it?
Gonzo is upset. Look, Gonzo is upset.
I'm not upset.
He has a topic he wants to talk about. And
no, I'm not even
I made the executive decision that it wasn't the right time to do it. It sounds like an intriguing topic. And more for a serious show where it's planned out and we have, some show prep put into it and do it proper, I think it'd be a good topic for an entire episode. I didn't think it was good to bring it in at this juncture when we're trying to, talk about ninjas and...
Vince. No, that's not it at all, honestly.
No, what it is you're just going to make up facts and be like, hey, I'm Gonzo.
I'm not making up any facts, Candy. I here's the thing. You have this whole friends and enemies thing, all right? And
I don't have
enemies. Well, that's good. I hope you sleep warm thinking that way. I'm not your enemy. I don't like you, but I'm not
your
enemy.
Everyone is Candy's enemy. Ask him.
No one's Candy's enemy. Candy has two circles. Friends, and those would be the dipshits that actually believe his psychosomatic crap. And then everyone else who laughs at him must be enemies. Now, Candy, I have traipsed through your honeypots, more of them than you know. I have waltzed through them, throwing daisies behind me, laughing gaily, and none of your honeypots have ever come to shit. Now,
break the fucking law, dumbass. Are you trying to get me to go to prison by hacking you? I mean, that's fucking bullshit.
Candy,
yes, I can fucking monitor. But
Candy, you break the law all the time. And
no,
I've
I don't.
Seen your, yeah, you do. And I've seen your bullshit. I've seen your bullshit with the pastebin admins pulling IPs. I've seen all your fucking gay tricks. And I've traced through all your fucking queer little honeypots.
You ain't traced through
even care.
Shit.
I,
you were so
I don't
full
care.
Of
I don't
shit.
Care. I, you know what? I don't care. I've never bothered to step in and modify your code with / faggot because I don't care. I really don't care. Now, you can go back to your Twitter account and start a war with me, or you can, you know, get with Kelly and ask about me and who I am, and Kelly will tell you to back the fuck off. And you will, because you're not stupid.
Hey, can you guys do me a favor and not mention her
I'm not
on
stupid.
My show?
Can, I'm not
no,
stupid.
Seriously,
you
hang on.
Me? You want me to go fucking nuts?
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody's getting
we'll
muted.
Do that.
Hang on. Hang on a second. Hang on. Everybody just pause for a second, okay, please? Kelly, if you're listening to this show, I apologize. I stepped away from my switchboard. I went to alleviate myself because I've been drinking a lot of Fierce Melon Gatorade, the new Gatorade Thirst Quencher series, Fierce Melon. I prefer a pair of Fierce Melons myself. But, yeah, so check this out. All right. We got a couple minutes left in the live broadcast. Obviously, we've got a ton of people on the line. A lot of people want to talk. It would be a shame to cut off the show now. It's obviously like a good, entertaining sort of just hangout show. Obviously, there's lots of mudslinging and drama. And we'll get back to that. No problem. I have no problem facilitating that tonight. But I have to reach out at this point to all my listeners who are not called into the show, who are tuned in, streaming on the internet. Again, the broadcast is going to conclude. The live stream of the broadcast is going to conclude in a couple minutes. So if we're going to keep going, though, we're going to go into overtime. And if you want to continue to listen to the broadcast, I would suggest either calling into the call-in number. You don't have to talk if you don't want to. You can just call in and listen. Or there's a Skype button on the show page. If you want to Skype in and listen, you can do that too. But other than that, we're going to keep going. And before we do, I want to say good night and thank you to the people. To the people in the chat room, One Nodis, Ancap Dialect, Ann Naz, or Ann Nanns, whatever. Before I get to this, again, the call-in number, 1-347-826-7667. 1-347-826-7667. Call in. You have a minute. Also, let's see, Ancap Dialect, Anaz, Anomi, COG, Gecko, 1986, Hammurabi's Code, Sir Claire, Nigger Christ, Knick Knack, Porno Puppy, Samantha Kelsey, Technological Viking. Thank you, Technological Viking, for pledging support via the Vikings. Toxic, Hasburger, and Zora. Thank you for listening, everybody. Listening for everybody. I believe I'll be back tomorrow night for Free Ball Friday. I don't know what we have. I don't know what's going to be in store, but check it out. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInLayBay. And that is going to do it with the live streaming broadcast. Wow, we have quite a bit of people listening to the overtime portion. And, of course, this part of the program will make it into the final podcast form of the show. It's just not going to be streamed live anymore. But, so I'm going to bring everybody back in a second. You know, Gonzo, I feel kind of bad that you felt a little alienated or left out or out of the loop or whatever, and you didn't know the backstory on Ghost. Ghost is a really interesting character. He's really funny, hardcore capitalist, conservative, Texan, lives in... he has an office and a business in Austin, and very highly opinionated, very, very, very interesting character. And he did a show here that was fucking hilarious and really popular for a while. And he quit, and he hasn't done it for years. And lately, he just went after like Dutch and a bunch of other GNAA members. And that's what made me want to talk about him. But I thought I'd give you, before we bring everybody back on, I thought I'd give you a little taste of Ghost. I used to be one of his many regular callers. And before he got super big, like there was a point where it was just like... There's a point where I call in and he'd take my call pretty much right away. And then when he got real big and 4chan raided him a bunch of times and the bronies found him and he just exploded, you know, he would get 500 callers a show. It was hard to get in, so I didn't call as much. But I did get in quite a few times and it was always fun with him. I thought maybe I'd play a little clip of that. Oh, geez, which one should I play? I have a bunch on here. Okay. How about this? All right, here's one. Yeah, I'm gonna go with this one. Yeah. Okay. So, a couple years ago, Joplin, Missouri, Mississippi. Yeah, no, Joplin, Missouri. I got it right the first time. On the outskirts of St. Louis, got just absolutely destroyed by a hurricane. And it was all over the news, and Ghost was talking about it on his show, and I called in to chime in about it and talk a little bit about the relief effort. And so here it is, a little clip from that call-in, and I'll be right back with Gonzo, Nigger Christ, Hammer Robbie, there's a lot of people still. So I'll bring you guys all back in just a second. Check out this clip.
Let's see, who else we got going on over here? We got... I think we had Vince in the Bay. What's going on, Vince?
Hey, Ghost.
How's it going?
Doing good, man. I'm glad you finally wised up and decided to mix things up and have a co-host now and then. I think it's a great idea. And
I'm going to have it every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, as long as peeps are providing insight, exciting, so on and so forth, man. So, what you want to talk about?
Well, on this Joplin, Missouri, you said Joplin, Mississippi. It's actually Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, yeah, Joplin, Missouri. My bad. He's out there in Missouri. Forgot about
that. Right. These people are in dire need of, even the people that haven't been there, where their property hasn't been leveled by the tornado, they're still lacking general day-to-day necessities. Like, a lot of people don't even have their internet up and running. A lot of people don't have phone lines up and running. You know, there's a lot of things that are inconveniencing people on a day-to-day level, you know, outside of the immediate devastation. And I have some good friends of mine who are based out of Joplin, Missouri. They actually do a blog talk radio show here late night called the 420 Grindhouse. And these guys...
Oh, 420. That doesn't have anything herbal related, does it?
Absolutely. It's these guys. Their studio was not hit by the tornado directly, but they.
That's good to know that their stash is remaining intact.
See,
we're happy
thing.
About it.
That's the thing, though, is they have less than an eighth of weed to last them. God knows how long. All the weed supply in Joplin, Missouri is pretty much shut down. There's nothing moving coming in or out of Joplin right now. And what I'm trying to do for my brother...
Hold on. Vince, wait a minute. What are you doing? Are you trying to convince, drug dealers to go into Joplin, Missouri to start, peddling out some weed because the whole goddamn weed market has been wiped out because of a goddamn tornado? I mean, is that what you're insinuating here?
No, the drug dealers are fine. They just don't have any supply. So what I want to do is raise funds so we can helicopter in. We're not gonna actually lay foot to the ground. We're just gonna chopper it in, you know, just like they did for the kids in after the Haiti earthquake. We're just gonna drop in pounds of weed by helicopter. But we need to raise funds in order to purchase this marijuana. So what I'd like to extend to your listeners is to pledge. We've got a phone bank right now. I know you have a lot of callers on the line.
Hold on. Shut him off, engineer. Shut him off for a second. Wait a minute. What are you using my show as some kind of a goddamn Jerry Lewis, muscular dystrophy fundraiser for your goddamn weed drop off, for Christ's sake? I mean, I find it rather funny, Vince, that you've really thought all this out, for Christ's sake. You're like, we're not even going to set foot on the ground. We're just coming in through the air, and we're going to just throw it down on the ground. Like, as if, if by some chance you get busted by authorities, that your defense is going to be that there's no law of the air. And, you aren't necessarily on land, so you didn't really break any land laws. So is that what your defense is going to be if you happen to be busted by authorities?
Hey, baby, it works for the United States government, so it's good enough for me, baby.
Oh, man, this is just horrible, Vince. I mean, I can't do this. Get him off, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on, Vince. Come on. I mean, I appreciate the retweets and whatnot, but we can't be advocating that type of activity, for Christ's sake. I mean, there's a lot of people that have suffered devastation, loss out there, not just in Joplin, Missouri, but all over the South and Midwest, for Christ's sake. It's been disgusting what has happened, the amount of devastation because of tornadoes. And here you are, a couple of stoners out there in California, concerned about the stoners in Joplin, Missouri, talking about chartering up a goddamn chopper and dropping off some supply so that you can continue the goddamn economy of the damn weed source out there, for Christ's sake. I mean, this is America right here, folks. This right here is America. I'm not making this crap up, for Christ's sake. I mean, Jesus Christ. I need a drink. Give me a drink, man. Jesus Christ.
Vince in the Bay back in overtime. We got Gonzo PhD, Nigger Christ, Hammurabi's Code, Jesse, and several other people. Welcome back. So, Gonzo, does that give you a little bit more of insight into the character of Ghost?
That was awesome, Vince. I mean, I'm still chasing my own tail. I mean, yeah, thanks. I got the backstory, I guess. So, yeah, cool. I don't know what to say. Yeah, I do. I appreciate the backstory. I didn't know who he was, and I still don't know. And, you know, it's
it
all
doesn't
good.
Matter. It doesn't
no,
matter.
No, I mean, just, yeah.
That gives
I mean,
you a point of reference, though.
In a perfect, yeah. No, that was actually, that was a great point of reference. It was. It was a great point of reference, and I appreciate it. You know, I like I said, I brought a particular topic, a relevant topic, to the show tonight, and maybe it was just a bit, you know, too relevant, because you were expecting soundboards and you got, you know, what you got, and yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that, you know, maybe I should have done the, you know, the yeah, or whatever. Maybe I should have done a soundboard, you know, of, you know, Danny pissing gently into that good night. I don't know. I read too much Keats, I guess, to qualify for, you know, completely fucking dumb, but whatever. It's all good, man. You know, bring the panel back on. Let's
we are
let's
on.
Make this, sweet. Let's make this eye cast.
It was good.
Worthwhile. What's up, NC? Ah, Christ. I'm sitting in a $3,000 massage chair, getting it better than any $20 whore can ever give it. You got any comments on that? Ah, Christ. Nothing? Come on! Oh my God!
Now I got some preoccupied shit going on. These fucking One Direction fangirls keep coming at me on Twitter. I think I'm gonna have to tip off for the night. Y'all stay Gucci, you feel me?
Alright, be good, NC.
Alright, you Gucci. And Vince, I'm gonna fuck you in the ass.
Versace Christ, everyone. Versace Christ. He's being attacked by One Direction fans, so he has to go. In real life, you know, in real life, I have a locked account, so I can't be attacked by One Direction or Bieber fans or any of those other faggots. But Nigger Christ is being attacked by One Dimension or One... What the fuck? Swear to God, I got to run my head into a fucking... He's a sheetrock a few times to understand that. Okay, so a white guy from the southern states that raps like a phony black guy is being attacked by a bunch of 11-year-old white kids on Twitter who wish they were black but are really white. So he's got to go defend himself against a bunch of kids that think Justin Bieber is... an actual human being and not from Chronicle SU, because Justin Bieber was created by Kilgore. I don't know if you guys know this, or I guess it's on me to drop the docs, but Justin Bieber was created by Kilgore on the Chronicle SU about 19 months ago to lure the children of America into
my
absolute stupidity, and it appears that Chronicle SU has won the battle, because Kilgore runs
the Justin Bieber account. 13 million people, and Chronic LSU runs it. What are you gnashing your teeth about, you fucking seriously fucking absolutely backwards ass faggot? Nothing? Okay. Anyway, Hammy, you there? Hammy.
I'm talking about radiation, radioactive fallout, radioactive particles contaminating the northern hemisphere.
Okay, so am I the only one here?
Yeah, I think so.
Apparently, I am.
Well, you're going on this endless rant, so we're just letting you go.
Oh, well, hey, Candy, feel free to chime in anytime.
About what?
My IP. Anything you want, dude. Candy, you should chime in. Talk about your leukemia that doesn't exist, you fucking asshole.
You are so hurt over this, aren't you?
No, I'm not hurt over anything, dude. You know, I don't give a fuck about any of your shit. Like I said, I've danced through all your honeypots and taken
you
a dump in all your
shit.
I've danced through all your faggot honeypots and taken a
prove
dump
it.
On your databases.
Prove it.
How about this? You prove I didn't. How's that?
You're such an idiot.
Yes, I am. I'm an idiot. And
yeah,
yes,
you are, because
why.
If you had evidence of one of my honeypots, you would have already posted it to Twitter.
Candy, who funds your, like, $9 websites? You? I mean, we can tell.
Various
we can already
people.
Tell. We can, yes, various people. Do you have a WePay that I can give to when you're not at work
sure.
at the 7-Eleven? Because the last time you poured me a Slurpee, it came out a little bit wet, and I wasn't
that
real
was
happy about
piss,
it.
That was actually piss, and I was hoping you would enjoy it.
Well, you know, every time I come into the 7-Eleven and you serve me a Slurpee or you serve me a fucking, you know, six or seven weenies for my crew,
quit fucking
stopping I don't really
me
care.
At my workplace.
I don't eat it, I don't
How about
drink
that?
It. David.
Why the fuck are you stalking me at my workplace?
I'm not stalking you anywhere, but
Bullshit.
I do enjoy...
You fucking come into 7-Eleven and you're all like, hey, it's I has candy, it's David, meh. You know, you about get me fucking fired. And this is bullshit. You're fucking no better than Emmick.
David, you wear the jacket so well. The red, green, and blue 7-Eleven jacket that I would never, ever do anything to take that away from you. Your assistant manager job has impressed the entire internet so much.
Well, I'm glad.
Although, you know, I gotta say, if you, this whole 35,000 foot rocket thing you've got going on, that is pretty cool, man. I mean.
Oh yeah, my biggest public failure.
I didn't know it was a failure. I mean, I thought you were actually going to shoot a rocket 35,000 feet. I don't care about your whole chemtrails. Your chemtrails.
Reach funding.
Well, why don't you fund it yourself?
Do you know how expensive it is to travel across the country and fire these things off?
If you're in Texas, you can fire from a lot of different places. It's not that big a deal, dude.
And I do, but that wasn't the point of the project. The point of the project was to get multiple locations to kind of cross-reference the results.
Cross-referencing what? The chemtrail results?
Yes.
So you're going to fire into a bunch of jet exhaust and publish the results as what?
Whatever they are.
Okay. So...
You know, unlike you, I was going into it with a open mind that it could actually be just jet exhaust.
Well,
I'm not
sure.
one of these fucking tinfoil-wearing assholes that are like, oh, my God, the government's poisoning us.
No, you went into it publicly with, oh, my God, the government's poisoning us. I, on the other hand, have stepped into it with, oh, my God, it's the exhaust from a jet plane. That's the difference. Don't play flip the coin, Dave.
Oh.
It's just not going to work.
Really?
It's not. I mean, I'm supportive of you firing $299 Toys R Us drones into the atmosphere to collect exhaust samples from airplanes.
$299.
I'm down with that, bro. I mean, I can shoot a drone 35,000 feet for under $500. It's no big deal.
Since when are rockets called drones?
Well, I call them drones because I want you to be happy. If I call them rockets, you'd be upset.
Yeah, you are on the line.
Oh, wow, great. So I guess I am online.
No, really online. You're not really online. You're actually talking to a bunch of static, so just go back and talk to the couch cushion and let me and Candy talk. So, Candy, why is it that you really think that anything that you can shoot into the atmosphere would actually make a difference?
Well, if you collect evidence of something, that makes a difference.
So if you shoot a rocket up to 35,000 feet and it collects carbon samples and then it comes back down to Earth and you post them on Twitter, do you think that'll make a difference?
The results were not necessarily going to be posted to Twitter. The samples were going to be shipped off to labs, and that information would be provided to anyone who is interested in it. If you look around, there are quite a few people interested in those results.
Okay. I'm just asking legitimate questions. Now,
and I'm just answering.
Absolutely. Now, I've been in Amsterdam, and I have seen rockets. We can call them drones if you want, but I'll just call them rockets. Shot into chemtrails, and I've seen them come back down, and I've seen the analysis, and they, you know, basically wind up to being jet fuel. So,
where is the evidence of this?
I don't have the PDF.
Link.
I don't have the internet links. I unfortunately at the time was just a witness to what went up and what came down.
Yeah, this, you know, mysterious document that holds the proof of it is out there, right?
Well,
just like everything else you say?
Oh, absolutely, because everything I say isn't taken seriously. That's why I'm not who I am on the internet and why nobody gives a fuck, as you can probably tell by, you know,
Google. Oh, but I
Google.
Do. You know, I am your biggest fan.
And I'm your biggest fan.
I hang on
your every word. If you hadn't pulled, you know, the funny thing is, if you hadn't pulled that dumb shit that you pulled with your little leukemia fag gag.
You still don't understand the reason behind that?
I didn't. You know what? Here's the thing, man. You know, I didn't understand why NACASH and the rest of the internet thought you were an absolute shit-pants joke until you pulled that. And when you pulled that, Then I understood it. That and, I don't know.
That
probably
to test anon. You would not believe how many anons came to me and was like, "Man, we're so sorry. You know, we would like to be
friends." They're not anons. They're not anons, dude. Dude, they're Facebook faggots with masks. Do you really want to, like, dox a whole bunch of Facebook faggot 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds with masks and a bunch of soccer moms?
No, not anymore, but the funny
and
thing
a bunch
was
of soccer
that
moms?
Jackal was,
I mean,
like, "I'm sorry, dude."
Jackal's been irrelevant since late 2011. Dude, really? Really?
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, dude. Really?
Yeah.
You're just... I mean, you're that lost. You're still. Are you still playing a game from 2010?
No,
seriously.
Not no more.
Not no more. Not no no more since
no.
when?
No,
since,
no,
since
no,
now?
No.
Since when? Since now? Since not 2013? Since you found out that the fucking majority of these quote unquote Facebook Anon summer fag idiots are not Anons. Jesus, what do you want to do, dude? You're trying to lure a bunch of people with Comcast or Time Warner onto a bunch of fucking silly honeypot sites that you paid $9 a month for so that you can do what? So you can do what? Get their IP?
No, now I am just looking for a girlfriend online.
So you can what? Spit their IPs to a, what, tips.gov site where nobody gives a fuck? Nobody gives a fuck, dude. I mean,
no,
you know what's really
no,
funny? You know what's really funny? You know what's really funny?
What is really funny?
Anonymous is dead, dude. But you know what's really even more funny? You're dead along with Anonymous. Your whole idea is just shit the bed, fucked.
Is it?
So, yeah, it really is.
Hey,
you should really fly model rockets.
Hang on a second. I just wanted to let Homer know that you're live. I don't know if you wanted to talk or not, but if you do, your mic is live.
Fly model rockets, Candy. You know, go have fun, but quit trying to entrap a bunch of 14-year-olds and serious mode and all that other fucking silly gay shit you're involved with. You know,
since
I mean,
when
I,
is entrapment
I, listen,
wrong?
Man,
you are
yeah,
so
whatever,
against
dude.
What I do.
Dude, no, actually, I'm not. It's really kind of funny. If you really knew who I was, you really wouldn't think so. I actually do a better job doing what you're doing than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that a motherfucker?
And
whoa,
how much of what I do
eight.
Do you realize that I do not publish?
Ooh, gee, I don't either. But you know what? My results beat yours 1,000-1, which
did
is
I?
Really kind of interesting. Which is really kind of interesting over the
well,
past.
Well, go ahead and
know.
Show them.
Let's run.
Go
with
ahead
a
and prove yourself.
Let's run with a 5-year quotient about who ate who and what ate what.
Okay, let's go for it. Go ahead and tweet it out. We are waiting.
I don't even need to.
Uh huh. Just like nothing else you say has anything to back it up. Nothing.
Exactly. Yep. Nothing I say has anything to do with anything. It's just that rolling
it's
over.
It's just that you are a troll, and that's it.
Yes, I am a
bullshit, and you know you produce no factual evidence of anything ever.
Yeah.
You are
a fucking
joke.
That's entirely true. You're
thank
incredibly
you.
Right. I'm a complete troll. I produce absolutely nothing. But while
but,
I've been a complete troll and produced absolutely nothing, I've shut down a handful of people that you wish you could have shut down.
Oh,
while
yeah,
they
who?
Traipse through and DDoS the fuck out of you. Nah, I don't think I'm going to say. It's not relevant. But I'll tell you what, if
it
you
is relevant
run out,
when you're
if,
saying
if,
it's relevant.
If you run out right now and get me 6 tacos from Taco Bueno, and I want the fresh salsa, the fresh stuff. If you bring me back 6 tacos from Taco Bueno and some fresh salsa, then maybe we'll talk about it.
Hmm.
Other than that, I'm probably going to have to, you know, digress.
Yeah, so
if you
can
know
start
digress,
making
if
up logs.
You know digress means.
And random
no,
stuff, right?
No. I don't make up logs. I don't need to make up logs, bro.
Bro,
I've got
I'm not your
logs.
Fucking bro.
Candy, it's like this, Ben. You are on your best
yeah.
day,
go
who
on.
You wish you are on your best day, wishing you could be who I am.
Oh yes, you are my hero.
Perfect, exactly.
So
stick
powerful.
With that. Put it,
so
exactly.
powerful and
put,
scary.
Put that. Yeah. Put that in your memo line on your Twitter mm. account. Everything you wish you could do, I can do better.
Isn't that
ask
a fucking
Cammy.
Song?
Ask Cammy.
Hey,
I'll tell
Vince,
you.
Wasn't that a song?
Everything I could do, I could do better. Everything you can do, I don't know.
Yeah, so Gonzo, go ahead and sing it for us.
I dance to my own drummer. Sorry, Candy. I don't sing.
Yeah, you don't do anything.
We can bring Nigger Christ back.
No, I asked you.
I'm sorry, man. Unless you want to sing first.
You just have no fucking balls to do anything, do you? Even something simple as singing on a fucking show that is now in overtime.
Yeah.
I tried you.
See?
You know, even this other caller sung. I mean, what is wrong with that?
Absolutely.
Are you afraid people might
laugh
at you?
Sing us a few verses, Candy.
I don't
sing somewhere, and I'm open to Candy, why don't you do the first verse of Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
I don't even fucking know that.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Come on, Candy, you know Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Oh, there you go. You're a good little pet.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I just made you my bitch. You did exactly what I asked you to. And
exactly.
That's my night.
I'm awfully glad, David.
Are you?
Warm fuzzies, man. Warm fuzzies. Yeah.
Well, good. You know, maybe when you go to bed, you will have something to think about.
Yes. When I lay down in my $5,000 Vera Wang mattress and cover myself in $2,500 worth of sheets and stare up at my mirrored ceiling and raise the middle finger and laugh my ass off at you, that part, is that the part you're thinking? Or is it the
actually,
part where
you're
I
referring
grab my American,
to your,
is that the part where, is that the part
your
where
knock
I grab
off
my American
Tempur-Pedic,
Express?
Not
yeah,
even
that's not gonna,
plush top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's not going to happen because, you know, it's just in real life, it's a $5,000 Vera Wang mattress, and there's
in your dreams.
There's
you were just dreaming. Yes. Go ahead. Take a picture and tweet it.
What do you want, David? The label from my mattress?
No, I want a picture of your.
That
room.
Make you happy? Would that make you happy?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I you know.
I can't do this. I'm so sorry.
I just
don't think all you are.
I just don't think anything will make you happy. You know, and I'm awfully sorry about that. I mean, after years and years,
your caller
after years
is boring
years,
me.
After years and years,
seriously
of being,
boring.
Yeah, well, after years and years of you living in a trailer park and threatening people on social media. Finally, someone comes along that has more money than you, who dances through all your honeypots, who doesn't give a fuck. So,
yeah, more claims of things that never happen.
As I said,
that's all you are. You are nothing but fail.
Well, how about this? Why don't you doxbend me then?
What is the fucking point?
I don't know. Maybe it'll make you feel better. Maybe you'll sleep better.
How
I don't
is that
going
to make me feel better? It would make me feel better to catch you in a crime. That would make me feel better.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I don't do anything criminal.
Well, maybe you should, so I can be happy.
See, that's the whole thing about ProSec, is not breaking the law, just fucking with people that are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, I even got a laugh track with that. You know what ProSec is? It's professional security. Something apparently you've failed in overtime to even understand. Professional security doesn't break laws, Candy. But it does allow. You know
David,
what,
you're
buddy?
A fucking bitch. You sound like a squid. Go build your fucking rockets.
Okay.
But it does allow, see, it does allow people like me on the right side of the law to call after, I don't know, six or seven $70 martinis and laugh at you. So here I am laughing. So
okay,
if
you keep on stating
so,
that I have broken law somehow, so tell me what law I have broken.
You've only broken human law by being such a faggot.
Wait, is it true you actually lied about having leukemia?
Yes, he really did. Yeah, he really did lie about having leukemia.
I think that's a law against humanity right there in itself.
Yeah, that's pretty high quality. That's a pretty high quality, human nature thing. I think I'll lie about dying in the next week, and I'll tell everyone I have a few days left to live and that my child is sorry, and I'll see who DMs me, and then I'll dox them because I then have their Facebook account because they're sorry that I'm such a fail fag that I claimed I had cancer and I was dying. Yeah. Continue
maybe
on.
Maybe that should be his username. I have cancer.
Yeah, I has cancer.
I kind of like
I has fail fag better. So Candy, go ahead and drop me on DocsBin. I posted my social security number tonight in Vincent the Bay chat, and I've also posted it on Twitter. So
sure,
why
did.
Don't you just? Oh, I did. So why don't you just dig deep and come up with a Docs for me? And yeah, well, apparently, David, you're the boring motherfucker because I've danced through your websites. I've taken a shit on your cross-site scripting. I don't give a fuck about SQLI and all of your 99-cent I want anon to die bullshit has settled right
you
underneath
are
my,
just
has
an
settled
endless
right underneath
amount of constant bullshit. You keep
yes,
on making claims that you have even touched.
You mad?
One of my honeypots. You have
you
not
mad?
Come within 10
you
feet
mad?
Of my fucking honeypots, okay?
You mad? You mad, David?
Yeah.
You mad?
Yeah, I'm fucking mad. I want you dead,
you
bitch.
Mad?
I want
mad?
You fucking dead. I want you to die.
You mad?
You like that?
You mad?
You fucking
David's
like
mad.
That?
Oh, can't you mad.
You just want me to put you on fucking DocsBin. What if I just come up fucking behind you and just
blah, 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 blah,
you, huh?
Mad Candy is mad. Mad Candy is mad. Oh, my God. Oh, Mad Candy mad. You mad, David?
Yeah.
Are you mad?
I'm so upset. I can't even
oh, my God.
You
mad, Candy?
Yeah.
You mad? You
yeah.
mad? You still
yeah.
mad? You mad?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
rustled? Jimmy's
yeah.
rustled?
Yeah.
Oh, well, sorry, David.
Uh-huh.
All good, David. You mad?
Yeah.
You really mad? You
yeah.
upset?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, David. But I'm not really sorry, because you're a faggot. You mad?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
What happened, David? Yeah. Did you just come into a handkerchief? I think you did.
Yeah.
I think you
yeah.
just came into a hanky. Yeah.
Then I looked
well,
it.
See. Yeah. Well, there you go. Have a mouthful of a million babies, David. You'll be okay. No big deal. And like I said, drop my docs on DocsBin. I'll be waiting. I've tweeted my social security number. I actually put it in Vince in the Bay chat tonight. You can go back in the VITB chat and hunt my SSN down and then dox me. And it really won't make any difference because, you know, I don't know, ProSec. And if you do happen to dox me, you won't get it from SSN DOB because the site's sound because we took it down. And you can eat a giant dick.
We took it down. Who's we?
David. Don't ask questions.
Well, you're making claims.
Are you mad?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're mad then.
Yeah.
Got nothing really more to say then. You mad. Guess you mad. Sorry, David, you mad.
You are
mad.
Out of material.
David's mad. So mad. He's so mad. David had to yell at me. David,
yeah.
mad. He's so
Did
mad.
He like it?
You mad, David? David, you mad?
Did he like it when I yelled at you?
You mad? Are you mad? Still mad?
Mm-hmm.
So sad. So mad. So
fuck
sad.
You.
You mad?
Fuck you!
You mad?
Oh, somebody's raging.
Are you mad? David, mad?
Yeah.
David, you mad?
Yeah.
So sad. So sad. Still mad? Oh, so sorry. You mad?
Vince, he killed your show. I'm sorry. Gotta run.
Yeah, you know. Anyway, you know, it's been fun. I mean, absolutely drilling Candy has been, you know, a joy. pimp. Government contractor.
I don't even really know who the fuck you two are, besides the fact that I listen to Vince sort of on a regular basis. And I hear you, you know, regulars calling in, but it's fucking hilarious. I love that shit.
Yeah, you know, man, we have a lot of fun.
Well, Gonzo, DM me. Maybe we can have a little chat, you know, maybe meet up, have some coffee.
Absolutely. You still mad?
Yep. All right, I got to run. It's nice talking to everybody. I'll be doing a show
good
on
night,
Saturday. Vince, you're doing a show tomorrow, aren't you? Vince?
Vince ran away a long time ago.
Yeah, he ran away a long time ago, man. But I'll be waiting.
His switchboard probably says host not called in.
I'll be waiting for Candy. I'll give you a hint. My first name is Mark. So I'll be waiting and looking for you to drop my docs on DocsBin. NACash will be waiting too, because we all love you. We all love you. We love you like the special kid that ran or that went to the short bus every morning with the helmet on. You are the internet's helmet wearing short bus faggot. So when you take the helmet off, I'll be looking under M from Mark on DocsBin. When you dug deeply into Spokio or Pipple and drop my docs. Okay? All right. So you take good care of yourself and go hug your poodle or spank your monkey or do whatever the fuck you got to do, Candy. And the rest of us will be here talking about you and laughing at you. And you have a nice night. And don't burn yourself on any rocket engines. God knows they only cost 35 cents a piece. So, you know. Go fuck a duck, and we'll talk to you soon, okay? Okay. Night-night, Candy. Oh,
awkward five god.
You know.
Gonzo, I called in to try to fucking call you off, because you were just acting as retarded as he was, until you mad? That just fucking set me off. Nice work.
Thanks. You know, I have no interest in interacting with him. I've danced through like 17 of his fucking queer ass $9 honeypots, and I've shat on his servers.
What are these webs like? What sites is he even running?
He's linked to a bunch of things, and they've been shut down over the past year. But I ran through constipation or consternation dot whatever. took a giant dump on his Apache Unpatched servers. He doesn't give a fuck. I mean, it's David's just David, dude. He's, you know, whatever. He's going to get on his Twitter account and piss, moan, and whine and tell everyone he's going to war with me and blah, 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 blah.
No,
but you're
not his enemy.
No, okay, I'm
going to
look at that right now.
There's an echo. I'm sorry. Go on, man.
You're not his enemy. Why would he go to war? I don't know. Fuck that guy.
Candy goes to war against everything or anything. I mean, seriously, like, I've never written a line of code in my life, and Candy is convinced that I'm, you know, hack the planet. I mean, it's fairly hilarious. I mean, just because I have friends that are maybe of interest to him, it totally gives me credit for a lot more than I'm certainly capable of. And I'll take advantage of it and laugh at him. And, you know, it is what it is, man. It's just a lot of fun. He really ought to realize that shit's a lot lighter than it really is. Having him yell at me, though, that was awesome, dude. He was screaming at me. He's like, bah, I fucking hate you. Bah. It's like, wow, all right, that's cool. He dropped his last can of Miller Lite on the floor, and his poodle was licking it up, and he got all pissed off and started screaming at me and shit. It's like, cool.
Well, it's hard to hold your beer and masturbate at the same time.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. Especially when there's a 12-year-old girl holding your beer. But I digress. I'm not Of course, I'm not saying anything about Candy's past, as well noted as it is. I don't code. I can't hack. But I can dance through a fucking honeypot laughing my ass off behind 763,000 proxies and watch him try to log shit. I mean, I'm not stupid. I'm just not a hacker. And I do appreciate his whole faggy chemtrails thing. I mean, imagine the fuel trail from a jet could be something like seeding rain for crops or some ridiculous thing. I don't know, man. You know,
it's full of aluminum, and it's all being done to erase our memories so that we won't know when the aliens have landed.
I'm not really sure because I can't remember because something landed in my backyard. So, you know, I'm kind of fucked like that. You know, there was I was watching this jet fly over my house, and I was pretty sure it was aliens, and then, I don't know, I can't remember anything. It could have been the giant joint I was smoking at the time, or it could have been the martini the size of his fucking fat head that I was drinking. Not really sure. I mean, I guess I could blame drug and alcohol abuse on Area 51, and that would make him happy. But just having him yell at me in overtime on a podcast was awesome. I mean, you can't buy that kind of fucking... You really can't. You can't buy that kind of humor. Just you mad? You mad? You mad? You mad? You mad? Until the guy finally loses his shit. I mean, he's like... He's got this huge projection TV in his $99 living room, and he's
Wait, hang on a second. I was having butt sex in the green room with my friend Kyoto.
Right, your boyfriend.
Right. Kyoto, say hello.
Hello, Kyoto.
That's
hi, Kyoto.
I don't know if you guys probably don't even remember Kyoto, but he's an old friend of the show. He used to call a lot back in the day, and he's making a surprise appearance. And I want to do a radio reset. I don't even know who's here. We have Gonzo and who else?
This is Technological Viking.
Technological, yeah. Viking and two other people. No?
Okay.
Candy Ooh. Melted. Oh, Sang is here. And Candy had an absolute... I asked Candy if he was mad, and Candy melted down on me, Vince, and threatened me and stuff. And I'm actually filing a report with XU Out. And I mean, next year at DEF CON, dude, Candy is just so not VIP. We have canceled his VIP pass.
Well, I guess he's in like the hospital right now. I don't know why.
Well, there was I think there was probably a welfare check called into Candy's house in the past 30 minutes.
No, XU Out.
Make sure he's
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to infer that Candy had been swatted or anything. No, XU Out has Lyme disease. XU Out, seriously, guys. XU Out has Lyme disease. And that's serious business. No lie. No bullshit.
I met XU Out in real life at DEF CON, and I think he's got more than just Lyme's disease as far as health implicate problems.
Well, he
seems abnormally short, like almost like stunted growth short. I mean, he's not a midget. He's just a short guy. But he showed me like his like all his shit and his body, and yeah, he's got some health issues going on there, no doubt
what
about.
What did he show you, Vince?
Let's not go there. Out of respect for X, who's been a really good friend to me, he's got Lyme disease. He has legit Lyme disease, and he's going in for surgery soon. And unlike Candy, X has a reason for his issues, where Candy has no reason for his issues other than being a total fucking retard. And watching.
So wait a second. Let me ask a question. I don't know who Candy or X are, but I would love to know. Lyme disease. I've heard some recent media about it. It sounds frightening. Lifelong can be disabling in many, many strange and horrible ways. Does it affect the genitals?
It affects your entire body and the way you do things, and it's exhausting beyond what, like, okay, for instance, mono. I'm sure you're you know what mononucleosis is. Mono.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, Lyme disease is like mono to the eighth power. It's, you know, and I understand the whole, does it affect your genitals to the humor point? That's, you know, haha, that's funny and everything. But, yeah, I mean, Lyme beats your ass into the ground, dude. I mean,
friend had mono in high school. And I know for a fact that he could still gain and maintain a full, thick erection. Is that possible?
I had mono in college,
dude,
and I had no problem, and I had no problem fucking the shit out of my ex-wife. But kind of irrelevant to that.
You know, and that's exactly the kind of charm. I'm going to troll your balls off, Gonzo PhD.
No, it's
Is
cool.
Is that okay?
Man. Oh, yeah. Dude, there's trolling with a smile, which is how we're going back and forth. And then there's you mad, until somebody like Candy explodes. And you are online watching Candy flip the fuck out on me. And enjoying the shit out of it, as was I. And then there's the you trolling me, where we're both laughing, and nobody hangs up and gets butt-ridged. It's a totally different thing, man, you know? I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, for podcast, this is great, dude. I mean, you can go, so X's cock didn't work, and I'm like, well, you know, from a mono point, mine worked, but from his point, it didn't, and I really can't say because I'm not his cock. And then you have Candy going, I kill you, and, you know, we're all laughing, and he hangs up and, you know, goes off to wank over.
Dude, IHAS Candy is an internet disruptor. He lurks around on IRCs and stuff. He tries to infiltrate and impress people with his botnet and how he can just destroy people.
Yes.
And
well, having three computers
yeah.
is not a botnet. It's called a network. So Candy doesn't really have a botnet.
That's a good one, dude.
Network.
That's a fucking good one. Snap.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
if I make a meme out of that,
oh, do
you
it.
Send Vince
do
a picture
it.
Of your butthole, your butthole. The easiest way to do this, I can tell you, is to you know basically line up facing straight away from the mirror, like a taller standing mirror, and then bend over. And lift the balls with the left hand, which also
hey,
be a steadying agent, so you can snap a good picture.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but how long do we have for overtime?
We have about 5 minutes. It ends in approximately 5 minutes. Why? Did you want to say something real quick?
No. I just love it. I just want to hear a little bit more longer of it.
Oh, really? I'm kind of sick of it. I want it to end, to be honest.
You haven't even... Vince, you haven't
if
even
you heard
been
it
here.
Explode, you would have appreciated it then.
Dude,
Vince,
I was having... I was catching up with Kyoto in the green room. That was much more entertaining than anything you could possibly ever say.
Thank you, Vince. I enjoyed it very much.
Oh, it's been awfully enjoyable. I mean, the best part was making Candy mad with you mad. You mad? You mad? You mad?
Okay, bro. Okay, settle down.
It was hilarious. I mean, Christ, let's record all this for a podcast. And then he loses his shit about how he hates whatever he hates, and then he goes back to running his three computer botnet, which is actually a network, which is actually an iPad, an iPod, and his actual PC, his XP PC, at his house. He's like, I have a botnet. And I'm like, oh, my God, you do? Oh, my God. Define that botnet. And he's like, well, I've got a Win7 PC, and then I've got an iPod, and I have an iPad. And it's like, wow, dude, you've got a total fucking botnet. You fucking crush me. Prove it. Prove it. Prove it.
Oh, hey, I have a question real quick. I'm sure one of you guys can answer this. All right. I have a Macintosh, and if I want to do pings on my Macintosh, they have a little network utility and a little ping thing, and I can preset a web address to ping and how many times I want to ping it, blah, blah, blah. And right now I'm looking at it, and there's nothing happening. But I don't know when it was, maybe a month or two ago, I opened that window, and it was pinging something like a motherfucker. Like, it was just, it was as if I had set it to send an unlimited number of pings, and it was just going nonstop. And I couldn't stop it. And the only way I could stop it was by turning off my network connection. And now, is that a telltale sign of somebody compromising my computer and using it to take down websites?
What else are you attached to your network?
So what you're asking is, did your completely gay Macintosh laptop get sucked into a botnet? No. Of course it didn't, Vince.
Okay, then what was that all about then?
Have you run Malwarebytes recently, Vince?
No.
Run it.
I think somebody's going to come back on. I guess it's Sick Girl.
Oh, hey, Sick Girl. Is she there?
I don't know, because I guess she's going to call in.
And before Sick Girl's a dude.
No, she can't call in. We're in overtime. And plus, the show's going to end in like 30 seconds.
It's too late for that.
Yeah. Maybe next time. Late. Yeah, I'm going to do a show tomorrow, so maybe tomorrow.
Hit me up, Vince. Stay for
I will.
All right.
So,
before this is
keep
over.
Sucking cocks. Other Viking dude. Stay cool.
And
Gonzo,
you're a good guy.
Yes, you're a good guy.
All right, guys, enough of the butt tickling. I'm getting out of here. The Lulz Chopper is here. I'm going to jump into the Lulz Chopper.
Thanks a lot, everybody.